5b4, we're going to go back to the bottom of 5b3, or in the regular Gemara, it says page 10, 9 lines from the bottom of the page. Okay, these few, it's mamish a few lines that we learned already, but Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, because we learned, the bottom line of the Gemara says, he has to give the money, and he has to say, right? Ayat Mugadash asleep. So now he says like this, Bekadusha Nasan Lakasav Shavar Kasav, Shmuel speaking about the language of Kiddushin. Now we say today, Ariat Mukadeshusli, okay? But what happens if the guy didn't say exactly that language? So Amar Shmuel, Bekadushin Nasan Lakasav Shavar Kasav, if you give him money or equal money. But Amalin say to her, Ariat Mukadeshus, you are Mukadeshus to me, or Ariat Mu'udesus, which is also betrothed. Or Haray Atli into you will become my wife. Hareiz and Mekudeshes. Then it's valid Kedushin, because these are all expressions of Kedushin. What happens if he says, though, Hareini Isheikh, I am your husband? Guy gives money to a girl, and he says, I am your husband. Or, I am your Bailech, your husband. Hareini Arusosech, I am your Arus. Enkam Beis Michush. Enkam Beis Michush means there's not even a slightest of doubts that it's invalid. Completely invalid. Okay? Because again, he has to take her, she is not taking him. So if he says, I become your husband, I become this, it's invalid, because she has to become his wife. The same thing applies by a get. Nasan law, if a guy gives his wife a get, and he says to her, Hare at mishulachis, you're sent away from here. Hare at mugadashis, you're divorced. Hare at muteres choladu, now you're permitted to marry any man. Hare zim mugadashis. And again, it's a good get, because he says, I am divorcing you. You are hereby divorced. You are hereby this. What happened if he says, he gives her a get and he says, you know what? Any isheich, I'm not your husband anymore. Any balech, I'm not your husband. Any aruseich, I'm not your arus. Ein ka beis michush, it's not even the slightest of a doubt that it's not a valid get. Okay?
It's not
a valid. No. Okay, this is where we're up to now. So I'm a later papa. No, you're still...
Are we supposed to
Shmuel continues? No, not yet. Still at the bottom of the... You are, but not... Okay, Amalei Rav Papa Labaye. 4 lines in the bottom of the page in the Hebrew. Okay, Amalei Rav Papa Labaye. So what does Shmuel say? You basically need to be very clear of exactly what's going on. Now, the one thing, the Shmuel's problem was, Shmuel says, if a guy says, Harei at Mekudeshes, but he doesn't say Li, it's good.
It's still good?
That's what Shmuel said. If he says, Harei at Mekudeshes, Harei at Mu'udeshes, without the word Li, it's good.
What is Mu'udeshes?
Also engaged, betrothed. So, Amalei Rapapal Abaya, the name of the Savish Shmuel. Should we say that Shmuel holds? Yodayim Sheinim Mechiches, a language which is ambiguous, meaning not clear. Have a yodaim is still good. Imagine, because Shmuel said, if a guy says to a woman, Hare Mekudeshes, maybe he means to somebody else.
Right.
Maybe he's a shliach for somebody.
Right.
Maybe he says, hey, you know what, you're married. He didn't say Li.
Except
yet Shmuel says, it's good. So the Gemara asks, the Rapapa says, are you telling me that Shmuel holds even if you're not clear, it's good? It can't be. But now we learn to the Mishnah. If a guy says, I shall be. He just says, I will be. He's a Nazir. He's a Nazir. Now, there's a Nazir, a Nazirite. If a guy says clearly, I'm a Nazir, he's a Nazir. Now, the Mishnah says it then. If a guy says, I am, he's a Nazir. So Gemara says, Vavina, but we ask the question, Dilma, maybe he means I'll be tainus comer. Maybe he means I'll be a faster. All he says is I'll be. Yeah? How do you know he means a nazir? Maybe he means I'll be fasting, I'll be dancing, I'll be jogging. You know, how do you know he says I'm gonna be a nazir? But Shmuel explains it. The case is as follows. Shahaya Nazir Evil Lefanov. Shmuel says the Mishnah means the following case. A guy standing in the street with his friend, and a Nazir walks by. And the guy says, me too. I will be. So because the Nazir is walking by, What does he mean when he says, I will be? It's clear that he means, I will be like this guy. I will be a Nazir. Right? So the Gemara says, time at the Nazir Eivel Lefanov. The only reason why Shmuel said, well, the Mishnah quant to Shmuel, is because a Nazir was walking in front of him. Halav hachi, but if a Nazir wasn't walking in front of him, lo, it wouldn't mean anything. That means you need to be clear. You need to be very clear. But Shmuel says, if a guy says, Are at Mekudeshes, and he doesn't say to me, it's a good Kedushin, yes, but it's not clear.
Because he didn't say any other name.
Maybe means somebody else.
He would have said the
name. No, maybe not. She says, Hachab Maskin and the speaking the Amali. He said me. He did say the word Li. In other words, in Shmuel's case, which even though Shmuel doesn't say it, he just said Arat Mukadesh say that Murasis. What does it mean though? That he did say the word Li. So Gemara says, Yahim Akumachmalan. So what's Shmuel telling me? It's clear, obviously, that if a guy says Arat Mukadesh Li, it's good. So the chiddush is Hani Lishin Basroi Kamashmalan. It's not telling us Shmuel's case when it's good, it's telling us the case when it's no good. Meaning, at the end of the Mishnah, then the Shmuel then he says, if a guy says, I am your husband, I am, or by get, I'm not your husband, okay? Then Shmuel says it's no good. Why? Because he didn't acquire her, she's acquiring him. Shmuel's din has two parts. If a guy says, you are Mekadeshes Li, it's good. If a guy says to a wife, to his girl, I am becoming your husband, I am becoming, you know, whatever, then it's no good. Because he has to acquire her, not her him. So that's the chiddush of Shmuel, not so much the first half, the second half, when Shmuel says that if a man says to a woman, I am your husband, then it's no good.
So what about when he doesn't say
what?
So he's not really arguing, he's just giving a chiddush.
Shmuel's case is when he said the word Li.
That doesn't make sense. But both of them argue. Are they arguing?
No. Who's arguing?
No, Shmuel and...
No, nobody's arguing. Everybody agrees with Shmuel's din. The bottom line is, according to the way the Gemara explains it, if a guy just says to a woman, Hare Amukadeshis, it's not necessarily good. Because he didn't say Li.
So why did you say Li?
Unless, if they were talking between themselves about marrying each other, as the Gemara is going to explain, what happens if they're talking to each other about getting married, and then he says, Hare Amukadeshis, then obviously it's clear. They're talking to themselves about getting married. So when he says, Ariat Mekudeshes, it means to him, not to somebody else. But if a guy comes over to a woman and says, Ariat Mekudeshes, it's taka no good. Because he's not saying Li. It's not clear. What?
I was confused before when you said, first you said he didn't say Li.
That was the original thing.
But then you're saying he didn't say Li means he still did say Li. How do you explain what you're talking about? Did he say Li or didn't he say Li?
The Gemara answers that Shmuel's case is that he did say Li. First, the Gemara thought he didn't say Li, and the Gemara answers he did say Li.
Oh, so it was a mistake.
Not a mistake. That's the way the Gemara works. And the Gemara says like this. Okay, why isn't it good? Because Hachik Siv, by marriage, it says, Ki Yikach. Why can't... The Gemara is going to explain Shmuel's din. Shmuel said, if a man comes over to a woman and says, I am your husband, when he gives her money, it says, I'm your husband, it's no good.
Right.
So he says, why? Because it says in the Torah by marriage, ki yikach, he has to take her, not she him. V'loi she yikach es atzmei, not that he shall take himself to her, he, in a passive, he needs to actively take her. And the same thing by a get it says, v'shilcha, he has to send her away, meaning he has to tell her, get out of here. You know, you're divorced. And not that he says, I'm not your husband. Because then he's not sending her away. He's removing himself from her. And the Torah says you have to send her away. Not removal of yourself from her.
That's why it's a get lost.
Okay, then it says, Tan Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned like this.
Yadayim she'en mochichot. Do we ever use that principle?
Yeah. Well,
that's
But not
by the case of Nazir, you have it.
No, we didn't use it.
It's yeah.
Because somebody passed by.
Right.
If nobody passed by, then we don't have
to use it. Right. So, the concept, it has to be Yadai Mechichis. It has to be clear. The Gemara is going to say later, if they were discussing about Kedushin, okay, that's a guy who's talking about, you know, maybe you should get married, let's talk about it, you know. And you're talking about getting married, and then he says, I at Mukudashis. And he gives us something in front of two witnesses. Obviously, what did he mean? Even though he didn't say Li, but then obviously he means Li. Right? Because what they're talking about getting married to each other. Shmuel's din initially, the guy Sam comes over to a girl and says, I at Mukudashis. So Gemara said, how could it be good if he didn't say Li? So Gemara says, no, he did say Li. But yeah, in many cases it has to be very clear, especially by Gittin and Kedushin, that it should be
specific.
Right. That Tesis, the sole Tesis at the bottom, Hochma Eskinan, says over here, asks a question, because from our Gemara it comes out that according to Shmuel needs to be clear. Yet in a different Gemara, Shmuel says that doesn't have to be clear. This is a whole long.
But if a guy walks up to a woman and says, I mean, that's a tradition, what else?
Maybe he's a shliach.
But you said if he has.
In the olden times, it was very common to do it with a shliach. Don't forget, who made the shidduchim? The parents. Right? They didn't meet each other until the chuppah, sometimes. Right? So, a lot of, it was pretty common, the old, they didn't have traveling, they didn't have phone, I mean, all these things. So, it was a lot of times with a shliach.
Just leave it hanging like that, it doesn't mean anything.
A shliach also, according to this Gemara, must say, Adat Mukadesh is the Yankel, or to Joe Schmo, or whatever his name is.
Can somebody do Kedusha over the phone?
Today? No. It wouldn't be valid. In fact, there's an interesting letter from the Rebbe printed in the back of Lukut HaSichis. When a man gives a wife a get, he needs to tell Bezdin, give the get. That's the halacha. He has to, because they have to become his agents to write the get and give the get, right? So then the husband must tell the Bezdin, kisvu tnu, write it and give it. So the whole thing, what happens if somebody does it through the telephone? The guy calls up, you know. He says, he can't do it. So what they do nowadays, and this is really last choice, because it's really not a good choice. What happens, to give you an example, the guy's in prison, and the wife can't go to prison. Sometimes they bring the wife into prison with the rav, with the sefer, they're ready to get in prison. Yeah? But what happened years ago in Russia, okay, a husband was in Russia.
Siberia.
The wife was here. Okay, and obviously he ain't getting out. Okay, and he needs to ready to get. So then the din is you do what's called kisvu tnu. What happens is three people, a bezdin goes to him and with a paper, a whole form that I am appointing you as a bezdin. Either you as a bezdin, or you can appoint others as a bezdin, but it was called kisvu tnu, write and give the get, in any way that you do it. They would sign it, and they would sign it, and be a bezdin, that now bezdin can go to a different country.
Can this bezdin call off the other country?
No.
Still have to go.
Yeah. Or you have to send it by mail. You can send it by registered mail.
Oh, you can send it.
Today they send to get by registered mail too.
Can they call the rabbi?
Or this also happens today. You have a husband that says, I'm not giving a get. He's not interested, not religious. He's just not interested. So sometimes he'll agree that people come to him, he'll sign. You know that. So that's what they do. But otherwise, you really have to go to bed. It's only last resort. What? Okay.
I answer my Russia. She's in Russia. Could they somehow communicate to rabbis in Russia?
But that's if nobody there wrote it yet. How are you going to do it?
If you send it certified mail, do the rabbis there have to give it?
Yeah. No, you can't send it to her. You have to send it to the Bezdin, and Bezdin has to give it to her.
How long have they been doing that for?
What?
that process, I mean, that, how long?
Since the time of the Gemara?
Oh, okay.
Probably before that. Okay, Tan Rabban, Rabban learned. It says like this. Hareya at Ishti. If a guy says that you're my wife, but here he says Ishti, my wife. Or Hareya at Arusasi, you are my betrothed. Hareya at Kenuyili, you are acquired to me, Mukudeshes. It's a valid Kedushim, because these are all expressions of Kedushim. What happens, then it continues. Hareya at Shali, if a guy gives money to a girl, witnesses everything, he says, you're mine. Hareya Bishusi, you're under my jurisdiction. I'll try this today, yeah. Hareya Zekukali, you are bound to me, Mukudeshes. It's also good Kedushin. Okay? So the Mishnah says six cases. Both cases, Gemara said Mukudeshes. It's good. So the Gemara just asked, Velisna Kulachada, why does it say one case of three which is Mukudeshes, and another case of three Mukudeshes? Just say all six cases and say Mukudeshes. It's just in the language. It says, if these three things happen, it's good. If these three things happen, it's good. So say all six and say it's good. So the Gemara answers, Tana tlas tlas shamina vegesina. Because the Tana, when he heard these halachas, heard them in two separate times. So he said, I heard these three are good, and I heard these three are good. But you're right, all six technically are all mekudeshes. Because they're all expressions that the husband is acquiring the wife. He's acquiring the wife, and it's an expression of Kedushin.
You make the declaration after you give the Kedushin?
Simultaneously.
Together. At the same time.
Well, let's put it this way. If you do it before, the guy says to the woman, Hareat Mukadesh Shasliba Tabazu, and then gives it to her, it's good. If he gave it first, and then he said that Atma Kadesh Yasli, the Gemara is going to ask the question later if it's good or not. Because maybe she thinks what he gave her before was a gift. And for Kedushin, he's not giving her anything. If she says that Atma Kadesh Yasli, he says that Atma Kadesh Yasli, and then he gives her something, obviously he's giving it for Kedushin, he's not giving it to her for Matana. Right? But if he gives it first, then maybe she thinks, oh, the guy's a nice guy, he gave me a gift.
Can he change his mind before he gives the money? He says, Hariyat Merudesha, I didn't mean it.
Until she gets this money,
he could change his mind.
Even though if he says it?
I can come over to every girl in the world and say, Hariyat Merudeshasli, if I don't give her anything in front of witnesses, it's worthless. I mean, you sound like an idiot, but still not a good Kedushin. You have to give her something. That's part of the Kedushin.
She has to accept it.
She has to accept it.
Yeah, of course. The Gemara is going to say later, I mean, this is all in Kedushin, the Gemara. A guy comes over to a woman, yeah, gives her Ariat Mukadesh Yasibi Tabazu, and she takes and says, get the heck out of here. She throws it away. Yeah? She's not Mukadeshes. She has to accept it willingly. If she accepted it willingly, by the way, and 5 minutes later, she changes her mind, and she's, oh, you're crazy, and throws it away, then it's too late. Because she accepted it willingly, and she's Kedushas. You can't change your mind after you do Kedushin. 10 minutes later, after the pictures, you say, nah, I changed my mind.
Is that why you need witnesses?
No. Witnesses is part of the action of Kedushin. Okay, now, the Gemara says like this, Ibori Lahu. So now the question is, again, the language of Kedushin. We learned before a number of expressions which are good, number of expressions are not good. What happens if a guy says, Miyuchedes Limahu? If a man says to a woman, you are singled out for me. Okay? You are singled out for me. Or, Miyuchedes Li, you are designated for me. As Rossi, you are my helpmate. Negdasi mahu, you are my counterpart. Atsurasi mahu, you are my gathered one. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Salasi mahu, I mean, you are my rib. Skurasi mahu, you are my closed one. Tachti mahu, you are my replacement. Is it good or not? Otfusasi mahu, you are my seizure. Because if you notice in Chumash, Rashi explains like this. In Chumash, when everybody knows why spare ribs are expensive, because women came from Adam's spare ribs.
right? On the Mishnah, what has happened? Hashem said, I need to make Chava, right? I need to make his wife. So Hashem said, first Hashem said, E'esolei Ezer Kenegdei. Right? Ezer Kenegdei. That means, what is a wife called? Ezer Kenegdei.
What's Ezer Kenegdei?
A help? Counterpart. Well, then, another thing the Torah says, Ve'ikach, he took the spare rib, the rib, and he made baser tachteho in place of it, right? So these are all expressions that the Torah uses in reference to the creation of Chava, which is Adam's wife. So now the question is, are these expressions, that's why the Gemara is using all these are all the expressions of the Pasuk in Bereishis, that Hashem is creating Chava from Adam. So the Gemara asks, Ma'u was to din, or Lukuchasi Ma'u, you might take in one. So Gemara says, we really don't know, but one we know. One of these expressions we do know. Pshayt mi'achado, we can at least resolve one, the Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Ha'em elokuchasi, if a man says to a woman, you are my taken one, ha'leizer mukudeshes, it's good. Why is it good? Mishu mesenamer, because it says in the Pasuk clearly, ki yikach ish isha, if a man will take a woman. So if he says, you're my taken one, incorrect English, you're my taken one, it's going to be good. But the Gemara doesn't say about the others. Right? So then, what's the halacha? It's a doubt. So if a man uses any of these expressions that the Gemara doesn't answer, right, she needs a get misafik. Or if she wants to stay married to the guy, they have to redo kedushin. But if she wants to change her mind and marry somebody else, she'll need a get.
If she uses any of these expressions?
If he uses it. She doesn't use anything. She's quiet. Okay. Now another shayla. Charufasi mahu. What's the din if a man says to a woman, you are my charufa? Now, there's a pasuk in Chumash, okay, that says, if a man will take shivcha nechrefes li'ish, if a man will live with a shivcha, with a maidservant, who's designated for a man. And the Torah's expression is, Shivcha nechrefes li'ish, designated for the man. So the question is charufasi considered a valid expression of marriage between man and woman? That's the Gemara's question. So Toshma, come out, prove it. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braise, Ha'emer charufasi, if somebody says, you are my charufa, you are my designated one, Mekudeshes is good. Why? She came be Yehuda, because in the area of, you know, Yehuda and today also, Yehuda v'Shomron, is called Arusa, they call Charufa. In Yehuda, in the area of Yehuda, in the section of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, they do call Arusa, the betrothed one, they call Charufa. So therefore, you see, it's an expression of marriage, and therefore it's good. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute, Yehuda v'Rubad Alma? So what if they do it in Yehuda? Is Yehuda the majority of the world? It's a small area in Eretz Yisrael. Because over there, they call Charufa and Arusa, so therefore the rest of the world is good? How could it be good in the rest of the world? In Yehuda, maybe it's good. How could it be good in the rest of the world? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, this is what the Braisa means. Ha'emer Charufasi, if somebody says Charufasi, you know, you are my Charufasi, Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. Shenema, because it says v'yishivcha nechareves li'ish, that she's designated for the man. So you see that the word charufa means designated. What is a wife? Designated for the husband. The aid, and an additional thing, Yehuda keidel arosu charufa. In Yehuda, they taka also call like that. So Gemara says like this. We see from the pasuk that it's good. Secondly, in Yehuda, they also call it charufa. So the Gemara, this is a very famous Gemara, the Alter brings it down in Tanya also. Yehuda va'ed l'kira. Yehuda is a further proof to a pasuk. The Gemara says, I see from a pasuk it's good, because the pasuk says, nechareves li'ish means designated for the man, so it's good. So you have a proof from a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, you know, I have a second proof, because in Yehuda, they also call it that way. I have a pasuk, what do I need Yehuda for? Like, Yehuda v'ed l'kra, do I need Yehuda as a secondary to a pasuk? Why do I need to bring a proof from Yehuda if the pasuk says it's good? So the Gemara answers, Ha'achi Kamar. This is what it means. So she says, this is what it means. Elahachim comment, this is what it means. Ha'em echarufa b'Yehuda mekudeshes. Okay? If in Yehuda, you say, charufa it's mekudeshes, shekein b'Yehuda kein l'arusa charufa, because in Yehuda they do it that way.
It's only in Yehuda.
So according to this, Tesis over here explains, that it's only good tak in Yehuda. Because Gemara says, in Yehuda, it means wife. But in other places, it doesn't. So if you use that expression in Yehuda, which means wife, then it's good. But everywhere else where it doesn't mean that, it's taka no good.
Which expression was it saying?
Charufa.
So what is the pasuk kishuz
asada? Huh?
What is the mark about the pasuk?
Shivcha nechefe leish.
Well, see, the guy at the bottom quotes that the Gemara in Yevam is, in Klisus, I mean, learns that charufa doesn't mean designated to him, it's designated as a slave. Shivcha necherefes means a designated slave for the man, not designated to the man. See, the pasuk says the expression, shivcha necherefes li'ish. So the way our Gemara learning it, it means a slave designated for the man. Then it means an expression of designated to a man. But the Gemara in Kedushas, one opinion says, what the pasuk means is, Shivcha Necherefes. She's a designated slave to a man. But she's not designated to the man. So it doesn't mean designated in concept of marriage. It's designated as a slave. You know.
So is every slave.
Yeah, but that's what the pasuk means. But you don't have a proof in the pasuk then that Necherefes is an expression of designated to a man that it should be good for Kedushin. That we don't have. If somebody's going to say, let's say, you tie a rope with a knot, yeah? Here in America, there's something tied in the knots, yeah? Tie the knot in marriage. But if a guy says to a woman, you're tied to me like a rope. It's not going to be a good expression of Kedushin.
It would?
Tied to me like a rope.
That would be a good one?
No.
No,
it means you're tied to the wall.
Right.
Tied to the ceiling. I don't know.
No dugma of it from the Chumash?
No.
Why would the Gemara say that one thing is for sure good but leave the rest of it vague? Why would it not?
No, because we had only one proof from a Braisa, that one of the expressions, let's see, the 10 expressions the Gemara asked about. Gemara said one expression we find clearly is good.
Oh, from another.
Right.
Oh,
but now we, the others we don't know. We don't find it anywhere.
I see
it.
According to this, if you said in Matthew, different languages won't be
accurate. Why not?
Because not using the same.
But if that's what it means, it's good.
But you just said if it said meyuchedet, which is the same meaning.
What?
Meyuchedet.
It's good.
No, we said we don't know. It's suffer. It's in the prior brighter.
No, meyuchedetly. Right.
We didn't have an answer.
Singled out for me.
Which is the same as Nechrefet.
No, it means you become one.
Nechrefet means designated.
Or yeah, but...
It's the same as Nechrefet.
Yeah, but it could be something else. There's an expression in Hebrew, he's designated to become his son-in-law. Miuedes li is chasnei. So you see, miuedes does not necessarily mean expression of wedding, of marriage. It could be designated. Designated as what? As my housekeeper, the janitor, designated to become a son-in-law. You had this, Liyas Chesed is an expression that you find in many places. So, the Gemara Shaila is, it could also mean Kedushin, but doesn't mean Kedushin. But today, on the contrary, today if you're doing a non-religious wedding, the guy doesn't know Hebrew, okay? You're going to say to him, okay, say to the woman, follow me. Harei, abogadah. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
No.
So.
Is it chal?
Yeah, but what you do, the rabbi translates it into, the guy says it in English also. And the guy has to use a word which is correct. So today, what they do is, they say, and then he says, you are hereby with this ring consecrated to me. That's the English expression of Kedushin. You are consecrated to me with this ring according to Lazma Shav Yisrael. Or, what I personally do, I tell them beforehand, this is what you're going to be saying, and this is what it means.
What if she doesn't know what it means? Or he doesn't know what it means?
Then it's no good.
Then it's not good?
Unless, well, this is what the Gemara is getting into now. No, the Gemara, second. The Gemara is going to now discuss. The Gemara says, all these expressions, 1 minute. What's going on in their life? Are they talking about marriage? Then why isn't it good? If they're not talking about marriage, why should it be good? That's what the Gemara is going into now.
Down
there's a chuppah
after all.
Okay, the Gemara asked like this. The Gemara is going back. Before we ask the question, all these expressions you just said, miyuchedes, miyuedes. We don't know. We don't have a clear answer, right? So the Gemara asks, 1 minute. What's going on here? Mayaskina, what's the case? If the guys are not talking about Gitner Kedushin, so how is she supposed to know what he means? A guy says to his wife, Muchadisli, you're singled out to me. To the girl, yeah? He says, Muchadisli, you are singled out to me. If they're not talking about marriage, how in the world does she know what he's talking about? Singled out for what? A guy, you walk over a guy in the street, it's a picture, a guy walks into the street and says, sees a girl and says, hey, you know, you're singled out to me. Sigmar says, how does she know what he's talking about? Now, Ella, we must say, that they are talking about Kedushin, right? One second. So it says, the din is, if they're talking about marriage, even if he says nothing to her but gives her a ring, it's good. So why are you questioning these expressions? The Gemara says, a guy comes over to a woman and says, you are singled out to me. So before, the Gemara said, we don't know if it's good or not, right? So the Gemara says, let's analyze the situation. Are they talking about getting the Kedushin? Are they talking about marriage? So, even if he doesn't give her anything, if he's just talking about marriage, and he gives her a ring and she accepts it, from the two witnesses, it's a good Kedushin, the Mishnah is going to say.
Without saying anything.
And if they're not talking about marriage, so how in the world is this, how does marriage get into this picture? Of course it's no good.
She doesn't have to put on the ring, does she?
You have to hold
just
it.
Just take it.
Yeah. The minute today is that she puts it on. But do you know something? Wrong hand. She puts it on the right index finger. That's not the finger they wear the ring on. They wear the ring on this finger, right?
Right.
No. And a lot of times, it's so funny. By chuppah, this finger, in case you didn't know, is
bigger
than this finger. So a ring that's sized for this finger to go all the way down, and this finger stops about here. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's just, the finger is bigger. And by the chuppah, the guy's pushing it. The guy's pushing the ring on her finger. It doesn't go. He's pushing the... He's already starting. Pushing. A lot of times, Rabbi say, okay, it's good. You know, for whatever the reason, Kabbalah, it's to put on this finger. Right index finger. Even though it's not the normal way to wear the ring, by the way. Okay? But...
And then when is that...
Technically, the woman can accept it in her hand.
When does she take it out to put on the correct finger?
When they usually do it after the chuppah.
Afterwards, yeah.
Usually,
all this time she carries it on this
for the chuppah.
For the chuppah,
yeah, not for them.
And then when they start coming out, she wears it
after yichud.
Oh,
but yichud,
she might lose it though.
You could put it on her head if she accepts it. It's good.
I think I've already explained that.
Right index finger, yeah.
All these expressions that we're saying, is it followed by kedas moshe yisrael?
Even if you don't say kedas moshe yisrael, you're good. It doesn't matter. We add Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Even if you don't, it's still good.
Here, the question we're having is at Mekadesh.
Right.
That's all he said.
Right.
So now we're questioning the setting.
Right. So Gemara says this. If the setting is that they're not talking about Kedushin, how in the world is she supposed to know what he's talking about? So you must say they are speaking about Kedushin. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, Alpha Gavdele Amanami, even if he didn't say anything, it's good. Why? The time we learned in the Mishnah, Hayimidaber in Isha, if a man was speaking with a woman. Al Iske Gita Vikudusha, about a get or Kedushin, Venosan La Gita Vikudusha, and he gives either the get or the marriage, the Kedushin. Vule Pirush, and he didn't say anything. They're talking about marriage, the guy comes and gives her a ring. He doesn't say a word. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Dayai,
Rabbi Yossi says it's enough, even though you didn't say anything, it's good. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzarech lefarish, you need to be more explicit. But, Rav says, then it is good. So the Gemara asks, if they're talking about getting a Kedushin, what do you mean? Is miyuchedously good? Is miyuedously good? Is this expression good? This, who cares? Even if you don't say anything, it's good.
So it's better to say nothing.
Well, the Gemara is going to say, sometimes it's, talking too much is no good.
Why not just have one expression that everyone has to stick to? There's no good.
That's today, we do it.
Oh, okay.
We say that mukaddeshly.
That's it.
At this point, does the Gemara have a clear psak? What is the right thing? Or not yet. We're coming very clarifying.
Clear psak about what?
About what? What's the correct? The only expression. The one we have now. Hareyat mukaddeshly kudat moshir sak.
That's the final halach of the Gemara.
We didn't get there yet.
No, the Gemara is not going to pass in that way clear either. Because according to the Gemara, all these expressions that the Gemara said before are good. Okay, now the Gemara says, okay, so Amir the Gemara answers like this: La'elam bedaber im aliski gitzav gedusha. Really, it's speaking that he. What the Gemara's question is: Miuched is good, Miuad is good, right? And the Gemara asks, if you're speaking about kedushin, then for sure it's good. Even if you say nothing, it's good. So the Gemara says like this: No, not necessarily. It's speaking b'medaber imal iske gitav kedusha. He's speaking to her about gittin and kedushin. So he says like this: V'i yarev leiv shasak. If he gives her the ring and she's silent, and he's silent, hachanami, then it's taka good. But now that he's talking, he's making it worse, because if he's saying something which is unclear, then he might ruin what he did. Give you an example. If a guy is speaking to a woman about marriage, okay, and then he gives her a ring and says, okay, now you're my slave. There's no kedushin. There's no kedushin. Either we're just speaking about marriage. Either we're speaking about marriage. The bottom line is, he gave it to her and said, you're my slave. You're my housekeeper. You're my janitor. You're my whatever, secretary, whatever. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, that we just quoted, that if they're talking about Kedushin, and he gives her something, it's good. The Gemara says, that's when he didn't open his mouth. Because obviously, he's not ruining the fact that they're talking about marriage, and now he gives her the ring, so it's about marriage.
Well, they were talking.
Now they're talking about marriage, but then the guy opens his mouth with expressions that are unclear what they mean. So the question of the Gemara is, maybe he's ruining it. Maybe it doesn't mean Kedushin. Maybe it means something else. And then it wouldn't be valid. So the Gemara says like this. Hacha kami baile over here, the question is, I'm sorry, Hacha maiskin in the yarvla, he gives it a ring, and he says one of these expressions. So what's the shayla? Hacha kami baile, this is the question of the Gemara. Hani lishne le Kedushin kamala, did he mean these expressions for the sake of marriage? Or did he mean you're designated to me, you're singled out to me for work? Or limlacha? Maybe he means for work. Like I said, you could be talking about marriage, and the guy gives her a ring and says, okay, I at secretary Shali. She's not Mekudeshes. He's saying you're my secretary. The question is, these expressions, do they mean chuppah, wedding, or don't they mean wedding?
Yeah, but if they were talking about
marriage, it doesn't matter. But I told you, if it means not, if it doesn't mean wedding, then he's ruining what he just said.
I understand the question. Are we talking about the irrelevant expressions?
No, miuchedusly, miuedusly, all these expressions.
These are irrelevant, especially if he's doing it simultaneously with.
No, the Gemara's question is: are these expressions of marriage or the expressions of work?
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, "Taiku."
If they're talking about marriage and he gives her a ring,
yeah. Right. So the question: are they good or not?
So the Gemara just dumped all of them.
The Gemara dumped all. No, the Gemara says like this: the expressions that mean kedushin, if it's clear, then it's good. If you give a ring, you're talking about marriage. By the way, that is whether you're talking about marriage or not. Okay. So far, the outcome of the Gemara, so far, is as follows. Even if they're not talking about marriage, okay? A guy comes over to a woman and says, Harei apokadeshes li betabazu, right? And she accepts it,
she is mukadashis. Because it says clearly, are they at mukadashisly? You are mukadashis to me. That's clear. It doesn't matter what they're talking about. Then the Gemara says, this is the second case. They're talking about getting married. And in the middle, the guy just takes a ring and gives it to her. Okay, in front of witnesses. Okay, that's a given. He doesn't say a word. Okay, they're talking about getting married. Let's set a wedding date. And then he gives her a ring. And he doesn't say a word.
And she takes it.
Mekudeshes.
Because it's obvious.
What happens, the Gemara says, a third case. They're talking about chasana. They're talking about getting married. And then he says an unclear expression. You're my spare ribs, you're my bones, you're my whatever expression he uses. So Gemara says, that we don't know. Did he ruin it or didn't he ruin it? And Gemara says, take it, we don't know.
So it becomes a
suffix mukadesh, she needs to get the suffix. Unless if he wants to marry her, he got to do it again, like we said before.
So this is what we were talking about last week, that people who do this engagement, and they mean to get married, he gives her a ring.
But it's for an engagement, it's not necessarily for the kedushin.
So what does Rabbi Yehuda require when he says lefarsh? Explain.
No, it has to be a clear expression.
Well, Rabbi Yossi would require the same thing.
Hmm? No. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if they're talking al iski git for Kedusha, he needs to say Arat Mekudeshesli. But Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's a... But yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if they're speaking al iski git for Kedusha, he has to say something clearly. But Allah is not like that, so it's not, you know, I didn't mention that. Now the Gemara says like this, Gufa, we learned before, they were talking about marriage, and he gave her the get or the kedushin, and he didn't say anything, right? Rabbi Yossi said, "Daya, it's good." Rabbi Yehuda says, "It's not good," right? Rabbi Yehuda says only Shmuel like this. Even when you say it's good, it means now they're still talking about marriage. But if they're talking about marriage an hour ago, and now the guy comes over and just gives her a ring and doesn't say anything, it's no good. It has to still be involved in the discussion of marriage. Then it's good. It's only Rabbi Yossi's ruling that says, even if you don't say anything, it's good. It's only if they're still talking about Kedusha. But if they finish the subject, you know, and then now they're walking home, and the guy gives her the ring, the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yossi, wouldn't be good. So Gemara says, Kitanoi. That is an argument of Tanoim. Of Tanoim. Why? We learned that a Braise, Rabbi says, V'shasukim Be'isi Inyan. When is the concept if you just give it to her? It's good if they're still talking about marriage. But if not, it's talking no good. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, Afal pi shein asukim beisa inyan. Even though they're not talking about it now, the fact that they were talking about it, and now he gives her a ring, it's good anyway. So it's two opinions according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. V'ilavd asukim beisa inyan, if they're not talking about marriage anymore, how does the girl know it's for marriage? If they finished talking about marriage an hour ago, and all of a sudden he gives her a ring, how is she supposed to know it's for marriage?
She wants to get married.
Maybe he's giving her a present.
But these two people want to get married.
Who but they stopped talking about marriage. So Abaye says like this, Me'inyan le'inyan beisa inyan. There's also a very famous expression. Me'inyan le'inyan beisa inyan. Meaning, they're talking about marriage. First they're talking about between themselves. Okay? Then they changed the topic to general marriage. So, then he gives her a ring. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi says, no. According to one opinion. If they're not talking now about getting married, just giving her a ring is not good enough.
Even if he says,
no, if he says for sure, we'd say he's quiet.
Oh, he's quiet.
The second opinion, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, it's still good as long as they're talking about marriage, not between themselves, they're talking about marriage.
In general. He says it's good?
Then he's, well, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it would be good. Yeah.
In all these scenarios, where's the Edim?
The Edim are there.
Don't they have to tell the Edim, I want to get married there, be witness, you know, explain to them that I'm going to process all these things? They
if a guy gives a girl a ring in front of two men, kosher men, yeah, no relatives, you know. The only reason today we call up the Edim is because there's too many non-kosher Edim there. There's all the relatives. But that's when you have to designate Edim. If there's two Edim that testify, you know, I'll give you an example, by murder, you need to aid them to watch. The murderer doesn't say, okay, come here, aid them. I need to aid them to watch me murder the guy. They don't have to be designated as aid them.
Yeah, but they just have to tell him, if you do that, you're going
to
get dead.
Right, they have to warn him. I'm saying, but he doesn't have to call him up and say, come here, I want you to be my witnesses. But by marriage, the only reason today, under the chuppah, he said, why you need to do it, because there's a father there, a brother there, the old pasula, and the rule is, Eide Shabbatal Meksasa Batal Kulu. If you have 100 witnesses, and one of the 100 are no good, all 100 are no good.
Is that right? Why?
What did I just say?
What you said, that is the case?
That's the halacha. See, logical, this is what the Torah says. If you have 100 witnesses, and one of the 100 are no good, all 100 are no good.
How do you create a two kosher
witness? You designate them as the only witnesses and nobody else has the right to testify. That's what the Gemara says.
After the fact?
The Gemara says that you have Edis that saw the moon. Yeah? People see the moon, right? Come to Bezn, yeah? So Gemara says, 1 minute. A father and a son are walking in the street and they see the moon, so therefore no witnesses are kosher anymore because it's a father and a son walking, seeing the moon. The answer is only one comes to Bezin to testify.
But the father and son are not related to the Bezin. So
they're related to themselves, are no good. If Edim are related to themselves, they're also no good.
Question. So you say of 100 people there, and of one is not kosher, no one's kosher?
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Well,
he asked that already.
That's only if you designate all 100 of them as witnesses, you're saying. Right.
No. What? Well, if they all had a mind to testify, yeah. If they all had in mind to testify, then yeah.
But you don't have to go so far as to undesignate an active undesignate.
What they normally do by the chuppah is, apidin, just by calling up two witnesses, you automatically saying, I want these. But what you normally say is to the exclusion of all others. That means we're not letting anybody else testify, even if they want to, we're not
That's
letting
the
them. Then the Sechot of Rabbis.
Right, so you designate the witnesses after the fact.
Before the fact.
After the fact.
Before the fact.
If you're doing it before the fact, how do you know there isn't one in the bunch that's bad?
No, you're calling up two guys.
Yeah, but that saw the...
No, before it happens. Before the Kiddushin, not
after. Rabbis, that's what they call up.
Huh? Those are the most irreligious people are the rabbis. Not kosher. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Amar Shmuel, Rav Huna said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Krabiesi. Halacha is a Krabiesi, which means that as long as they're talking about marriage and he gives it a ring, it's good. So now the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Yemel Ravashi, Rav Yemel said to Ravashi the following question. There's a rule that Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel said, Kol Sheini Yedei B'Tiv Gittin Kedushin, anybody who does is not an expert in the laws of Gittin and Kedushin, Lo Yehei Eisi Kimoim should have no dealings with them. It's a very famous Gemara, which a lot of rabbis don't know. The Gemara says, if you don't know the laws of marriage and divorce, you're not allowed to do them. You can't officiate if you don't know the halacha. So he asked him like this, is this halacha of Rabbi Eisi included in the laws that you must know to be able to do Gittin and Kedushin? This is one of the laws that he needs to know. That's what he says. According to this, that Rav Yudam Shmuel says, Kol Sheini De Betiv Gittin and Kedushin. Whoever doesn't know the laws of Gittin and Kedushin, Lo Yehei Eisik Imam should not have anything to do with them. Afilu Lo Shmiya Had Rav Yudam Shmuel Halacha Krabi Eisi. If he didn't know this then, that Halacha is a Krabi Eisi, that if you're just talking about marriage and you give it a ring and she's quiet,
and everybody's quiet is good. Do they have to know that law also? Amalei, he says, yeah. Enochanami, they need to know that law also.
Why would you have to say something so obvious? If you don't know these laws, you shouldn't be involved. Of course not.
They don't know that.
Three quarters of the rabbis.
Most rabbis don't know this halacha.
Most rabbis don't know the halacha. Period.
What?
That's a pretty. But they're just taking the ring.
What are they doing?
Is that right?
The marriage. Maybe. What happens if she thinks it's not for marriage, though?
No, but imagine that she knows it's no marriage. Just like taking the ring. Is
he has to say something though. Or
no, at least he said
yeah,
she takes the ring.
Right, but it must be in front of Adam.
She takes the ring just to look at the ring, see how
see you next
you know how expensive the ring. She doesn't take it in a, you know, as a done deal.
If she
have to check it out,
check out the witnesses check it out.
Oh,
if it's Shavuot Pruta.
And they say this is at least
proven. Next time there's a wedding, go stand close and pay attention. Now that we're learning Kedushin, you got to pay attention. When you call up the witnesses to designate the witnesses, okay, we learned already, and the Gemara is going to continue soon, and I don't know if we'll get there today, but about Mekadesh B'Milva, the bottom line is the ring has to be something the man gives the woman. It has to be his. If I give a woman your ring, I take your ring from you and I give it to a woman, it's not Mekadeshes, it's not valid. I didn't give her anything. I can't give her your ring. I have to give her my ring that I own. Okay? So when you call up the witnesses, what the rabbi is supposed to do, if he knows the halacha, he asks the chosen, is this your ring? You bought it, it's yours, you know? Because a lot of times, they use family rings, and then the question is, did he actually acquire it, or, one second, or it's from the girl's mother, then it's the girl's ring. The chassan needs to buy it. Okay, so you first ask him, did you buy it? Is it yours? Yes. Then you take the ring, show it to the witnesses, and you say, is it a shava pruta? Is it worth a penny? A pruta. That's a minimal kedushin, living into the first Mishnah, and the witnesses look at the ring. You don't have to be a jeweler to know that a gold ring is worth a penny. Okay? And the witnesses say yes. And then the chosen holds the ring ready for kedushin after the brachas. So you need to designate witnesses. You need to make sure the ring belongs to the chosen. Right? It's a whole thing, you know. If it's the girl's mother's ring, okay, and they're giving it for the chos, he has to acquire it legally according to halacha. He needs to acquire the ring. If not, it's not his.
So he has to pay for it.
He has to pay for it. What they usually do in those cases is the rabbi will buy it from the kala for a dollar, and then he'll sell to the chosin for a dollar. Because if it's coming straight chosin kala, they might not mean, you know, it's an actual transaction. So you have to say, I'm actually buying the ring. Remember, I'm buying the ring from you for a dollar.
Can this be done retroactively?
No.
In case they do it and then they realize, oh, but it wasn't.
No, then you have to redo the kedushin.
What if it was a present to the husband?
No, if somebody gives you a present, it's yours.
Then it's his and it's his.
But he has to acquire it, though. He has to pick it up and make sure it's his. Yeah.
To what extent should the rabbi know the laws of. It says kedushin and gittin?
Yeah, no, for Kedushin, Gittin for Gittin.
So to what extent?
The Gemara says, even this dinner, Rabbi Yaisi, he says, yeah, you gotta know the, you gotta know the halachas.
As soon as she sees the ring, she says, no, it's not, I don't like this ring.
That she never accepted it, and it's not valid.
Didn't he say that by just taking it,
she's. Yeah, but just taking it, if she thinks. Remember we learned many weeks ago, why can't you do Kedushin? Kedushin is a plain gold band. Yeah? Why can't you do it with stones?
She might not like it.
No. No. Because she might not know the value of it. She might think it's worth more than it really is. And then she's not accepting it. Are you giving it and you're taking it? But she's only accepting it with the knowledge that it's maybe
$1,000 when it's only worth $500. So she, if in immediate realization when she has it, she can't wake up the next morning and say, oh, I don't like it, right? That's what do they do today? They usually go together and buy the ring.
I want another one.
That's what I'm saying. Too cheap. I want a better one.
I want another one.
No, but you know, explain to her that for the wedding, it needs to be a plane. Yes. Huh? Yes. Yeah.
This and another one. Another one. Another one.
Big car. Big house. Big car. Big house. Yeah.
And another one.
They believe Ken Yerbu. Should be more and more. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Huh? V'chein, okay, now the Gemara finishes off like Shmuel's statement. V'chein begedish, and the same did Shmuel said with divorce. Shmuel said before in the Gemara. Nasan logiti gives her a get, and he says, Hareat mushulachis, you're sent away from me. Hareat mugreshis, you're divorced. Hareat mutas l'choladim, you're permissible for every man. Hareat mugreshis, you're divorced. Shmuel says, all these cases, you're divorced. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's understood. No, the Gemara says like this. Pshita, it's understood. Nasan logita, if he gives a wife, gets his wife, and he says, Harei ad bascheden, you're a free woman. Le'amar klum, it's worthless. Because the expression, hey, this is a clear Gemara, very interesting. Bnei cheder means, you're free, you're not a slave anymore. Women are not slaves that you have to say to get out of womanhood, wifehood, you're a free woman. Like they used to say in the 60s, when they start with this woman's liberation thing, in Yiddishkeit, woman's not a slave that needs to be liberated. If a guy tells his wife, he gives her a get and says, you're liberated, that means you were a slave and now you're liberated. She was never a slave, and therefore the expression of liberation doesn't mean divorce. What?
Just a question about marriage. When a woman accepts the ring, does she have to say, I accept, or she doesn't have to say anything?
No, if okay, it says in Halacha, Dafke b'shtika.
She takes it off.
You don't even let her say, I do. When he said, Reat Mekadeshesli, it says she has to be shtika.
Why?
Because it has to be bittel, whatever. There's a lot of, you know what I mean, Halacha says, she doesn't even say yes.
Excuse me, when do they exactly start talking?
What did he say?
Never.
What did he say?
So about before the wedding, after the wedding, during the wedding.
After. When do they actually start talking?
During the wedding, they're still talking. The question: what happens after?
After the wedding, they're going to start talking.
Yeah, they want more jewelry.
Huh?
Probably need more jewelry.
They need more jewelry.
The last time the man put.
They need a raise. They need a raise.
Upgrade.
Or if a guy says to his shivcha, he says to his slave, "Hareat mutaris l'choladim, you can marry anybody you want." Le'am v'le'kum, it's worthless.
What does he have to say?
He has to say you're a free woman.
What does he say?
What?
Le'am
v'le'kum means it's worthless. What he said.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. I mean, it's worthless.
So how do you, so what do you say when you're getting into giving a get?
When they give a get, she has to say, you are divorced. Sorry, at Mugureshes.
Oh, he says, I'm divorcing.
No, yeah, you are being divorced from me, yeah. Right. Because he has to remove her from him. He cannot remove himself from her.
Right.
That doesn't work.
Wasn't it
edible? Yeah.
Was it edible?
Well, there's Edi Ksiva and Edi Mesira. It's an argument to Gemara between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar at the beginning of Gittin. What are Edim Mesira Karti, Edim Chesima Karti? The pearl today we do both. The Edim sign on the get. One opinion Gemara says, Rabbi Meir says, Edim Chesima Karti, meaning if the get has witnesses signed on it, as long as even they give it over without Edim Mesira, without witnesses watching it, it's still good.
It's still good.
Rabbi Lazar says you need Edim Mesira. So that's a whole thing. Does it
you
mean
said
with
it? Is it? Still good. No, it's good or no good?
What?
I couldn't hear you. You said, what if they
by a get, I'm saying. According to Rabbi Lazar, if the Edom don't sign the get, but he gives it over in front of two witnesses, it's also good.
Oh, I see. I thought
the Meir says the signature witnesses do it. Rabbi Elazar says the giving over witnesses do it.
You mean you can sign it with two witnesses beforehand and they don't sign it?
It's a big mistake. You have to sign the get. The witnesses sign the get. Nobody else signs the get. Get has to be written a certain way, 12 lines, and this and that. Get is infinitely more complicated than Kedushin.
The witnesses actually have to see him say to her, you're not with me anymore.
Yeah. Well, according to that opinion, according to that mayor, as long as the witness is signed to get,
they don't have to be there.
They can just give it to whatever he wants.
Oh, I see.